Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody. So, question for you. Have you been waiting? And if you have been, are you lazy? No. Although, isn't that where most people like to stop and put the blame? It's on everything. It's like, well, I'm just lazy. So I'm waiting. Why didn't you do that? Why are you waiting to do that? Because I'm lazy. Well, what if it's not about being lazy? Guess what? It is time to explore deeper. What will we uncover when we don't stop at the we are lazy level? Stick around and find out. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, laughter-inducing change agent, and basically your big cheerleader. That furry thing that left was my cat, Bree. Short for Brija, Celtic goddess of fire, not the cheese. And she likes to pop in and out because those of us with kids or animals know who's really in charge. So today we are talking about, why do we wait? Honestly, my friends, I have been pondering this a lot lately. Anybody else? Yeah, because we do this, right? Because we're coming out of winter, time of recording. We're coming out of winter, it's spring. It's like time to do this, that, and whatever. And then sometimes you do charge ahead and sometimes you wait around, right? So it's like we have this idea, a desire, a spark of creativity. We get excited and then it fizzles out. Why? Why does it fizzle out? Why do we wait? And I've done a lot of research. I'm one of those big old nerds. If you haven't met me before, let me introduce myself. My name is Danielle Carter. I'm a big old nerd. I constantly love doing research. I find a topic and I'm like, ooh, and search the internet, read the books, listen to podcasts, YouTube things, all that kind of stuff. And so I have been doing a lot of research on this. Wait, why do we wait? And the number one thing people like to accuse everything and assign everything to is, we wait because we're lazy. I'm like, that doesn't read energetically. And if you've never listened to my shows, I always say it's always about the energy, that energetic field that surrounds us, that connects us all. Oneness, consciousness, the quantum field, it's energy, okay? And so when I say, oh, they say that we're waiting because we're just lazy. Does that read energetically? Does it feel like a truth or does it feel like a big old fat lie? It's a lie. In that concept, excuse me, and the energy of lazy is like, excuse me, I am not your scapegoat. Don't accuse and blame me for things that are about something else, okay? And with this, it's like, so let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's explore what's underneath that energy. Because here's the thing. Besides being a big old nerd, I have very many varied interests. So one of them is archaeology. So for me, when we dig deeper into the energy of things, it's like an archaeological dig, right? You brush off that first layer of dirt, you see what's underneath. You take off that next layer, you see what's underneath there. Until you get to, like, you know, the golden vase. Woohoo! Or the house. Right? You find something underneath all of that dirt and crap. So it's always about going deeper. It's always about looking at the energy underneath of all these things. And so when I talk about why we wait and that first accusation being just because we're lazy, that's just that first layer of dirt. So we're just going to brush that away and go, okay, well, what's underneath that? And that's what we're doing today. And one of the things I first want to draw your attention to with this is we always focus on the fact that we're not taking the action. Okay. We're waiting. We're saying, oh, well, I'm just not doing it. I'm not taking the action. And then we focus all the energy there. And that's where the accusation comes. Oh, you're just being lazy. How many times can I say lazy in one show? Stick around. But look at this. If an energy in a situation was grammatically, structured out, and you're like, this is the noun, this is the verb, and this is the, whatever. The energy is on the non-action. And we don't go further than that. Okay. It's on the non-action that we're not following through on the excitement or the idea or the concept, right? We focus on that and then we just stop. But the idea I'm going to propose to you today is, what if that's not where the energy is? We can put energy there through accusation and judgment. Yay, judgment. That solidifies everything. Woo-woo. But we've created that. But if we look at the situation of non-action, of waiting, it's like, what are you waiting for? What? Waiting? I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm not doing it yet. I'm waiting. Where's the energy? On the fact that you're not taking the action? Or is it on the outcome? Okay, let me say that a little bit more. The outcome is usually where the energy is. And I have so many suggestions and examples of what could be going on with us waiting instead of just being like that we're lazy. But we're actually looking at the outcome most of the time. The outcome tends to be, and our point of view about it tends to be the reason we are not taking action. Why we are, in essence, waiting. Okay? I know that's an interesting, it's kind of flips things on its head, because we focus and we're told to focus on the we're not taking action part. What's wrong? What's with the non-action part? And it feels like a looping energy, because that's not where the energy is. But when we look more at the outcome, that's where a lot of the energy is, okay? Is it 100%? No, but it's like 90% of the time, okay? Different reasons why we are not actually taking that action and why we're waiting. And here's the other thing. Waiting isn't always bad. Sorry, let me phrase that as a question. What if waiting is not always bad, okay? How many times have we, quote unquote, waited and then gone, woo, glad I waited on that. Hey, that's when procrastination actually paid off. Yay, thumbs up. Well, what if that's more true than you give yourself credit for? What if it's not just a scapegoat or that was lucky? It wasn't luck. You're freaking brilliant and you're really, really aware. Okay. So throughout the show today, we're going to go through, I have like 6 or 7 reasons that can come up commonly of why we wait. Are these the only 6 or 7 reasons? No. Because as many sands are in the universe, as many reasons why. But these are some general ones that, as I've worked with clients, I tend to run into a lot. And just to give you some examples, to get you start asking those questions, that is like, well, if I wasn't judging myself for waiting, if I wasn't judging myself for not taking that action, what would I become aware of? What is the energy underneath? What's that next layer in the dig? What's that energy underneath of why I'm waiting? Okay. So I'm going to start off today with, besides lazy, the other most popular one, self-sabotage. You guys knew this one was coming. Because how many of us are like, I don't take action on that, I wait because I'm self-sabotaging. Okay, can that be true? Sure. We've all done that. We have all done the self-sabotage. Why? Because we're nuts. No, just kidding. So a lot of people will try to blame self-sabotage, and that's not always the energy. Okay, but let's look at it as if it is. So don't stop with the self-sabotage, because that's the next thing, is in this archaeological dig of digging down underneath the energies to see what points of view, what judgments are underneath that, how many people just stop with self-sabotage? It's like, oh, I'm self-sabotaging. You know, throw your hair back. I'm self-sabotaging. That's the reason why. Blink, blink, blink. Does it actually change anything? Nah, it just locks in the judgment of you, which doesn't actually create much. And I have lots of shows on that. So you can check out one of those if you want. But stopping at because I self-sabotage doesn't work. Okay. What's underneath that self-sabotage? What is the why we self-sabotage? Okay. One of the things, so how to get out of this is acknowledge the pattern. Because here's the thing. I don't always want to say, hey, what are the reference points? What are the reasons why? But when you can acknowledge the pattern, you see the people, places, things that show up a lot that be like, okay, well, I self-sabotage when this is involved, or I self-sabotage when that's involved. Okay. And so, and what's interesting with the self-sabotage is a lot of us try to fix it by shoving ourselves into a corner. You guys ever done that? But it never works. All it does is creates more judgment for us. When I was a teenager, well, when I was 12 years old, my mom, who was a nutritionist, started her health talk radio show that ran for 27 years in various states. So yes, folks, I've been doing radio for high math, a long time. Okay. Like 35 years or more. Anyways. Yeah. Do the math on that one, kids. Anyway. So, I was heavy as a teenager. I wasn't fat, but I was heavy. And, you know, we like to self-judge, right? And so with my mom in this radio show, which was the health talk radio show, see, told you the cow would be back. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Because I know I self-sabotage with weight loss. What I'm going to do is I'm going to announce to everybody, all of her listeners, that I am going to do this new plan and I am going to lose weight. Are you coming or going, Kat? I'm going to lose weight. And so I announced I'm going to do this and whatever. And I'm like, I will trick myself into not self-sabotaging. And then I'll just have to do it because then I'll face the embarrassment and all that kind of stuff, right? So with self-sabotage, sometimes we try to corner ourselves in and like make ourselves do it. Well, guess what? Guess how well that worked? It didn't work at all. All it did was make me start to avoid public events. People would call in. I would be doing either the board or the phones for her radio show. And people would call in like, how's the weight loss doing? I'm like, I can't talk about that right now. Right? Because I did nothing but lock in more self-judgment. So just trying to trick ourselves into that self-sabotaging doesn't work. What's underneath that? What is underneath the self-sabotage? Okay. When you find the patterns, you begin to see the common elements, the places where we go, oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. Because do you truly desire to self-sabotage, or is it more of like a self-regulation? What is it? What if it isn't a self-sabotage? What if it is a self-regulation? It's like, oh, well, I'm going to stop myself doing this, and this is how I'm going to stop myself, because that's awesome, and that's how powerful and potent I am. So what's underneath? Why are you stopping yourself, right? And I started with self-sabotage because that's the other place that people want to go, because it's just more judgment. But as we get further into this, and I give you some of the other practical reasons for like why we don't do the things that we say we want to do, or we wait to do that task, a lot of it is also under the self-sabotage. Whether we want to call it self-sabotage or lazy, there's a lot more underneath it as well. Okay. So acknowledge the pattern. You're going to see what's really going on. And then the other part is really curb this negative self-talk. Okay. I get it. That negative self-talk is easy to do. It is so easy to do. You know why? Because when we look from even a neurological brain, folks, and energetic way, those pathways, those neurological pathways, those energetic pathways, those trails are like the super highway. We know those roads. We know it's so easy to go down it. And we are so used to being, we are so comfortable in our uncomfortableness that negative self-talk is really easy to do. So when I say curb the negative self-talk, give yourself the grace you would somebody else, give yourself the allowance you would somebody else, and talk kindly to yourself. Create those new neural pathways so that you're not so comfortable with the uncomfortable and the negative. Okay. And I tell, so I swear sometimes it sounds like I have Tourette's because they'll be like, no, new pathway. Because like I'm even talking to myself, right? Because I've really been looking at the brain and how we form these neurological connections. And so I've been like, new pathway, new pathway. We're not thinking that because it's even our random thoughts, which are not so random because thoughts do create. How often do we strengthen that by continuing to think it, all that negative stuff? So this one might is an active thing. It's not just like, oh, stop the negative self-talk, but it's like when you find yourself negative self-talking, stop. Literally, sometimes I'll be like, stop, forging a new path, and then do some positive self-talk, so you can create the connections over there. All right. We are just at the beginning, my friends, of why do we wait? But we're going to go to a commercial break here soon. You are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder. And I am your host and fellow guide, Danielle Carter, a nationally board certified health and wellness coach. And you know, I would love to know what you're wondering about. So if you have a show suggestion, something you're wondering about that you would love for us to explore, please do drop me a line at hello@danielle.com, or you can go to my website, danielle.com. And while you're there, you can check out all my classes, or if it's time for us to have a private chat, because I do some personal coaching as well, whether it's for accountability or just monthly, like let's chat and see how you're doing. I am here for you. So check those out at well, danielle.com. DonnieLLE dot com. All right, my friends, we are going to take that first commercial break. This is the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder. With me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I am so excited you are here with me exploring this amazing universe that we are in. You know, it's such an honor for me to be here each week with you, exploring topics of really whatever we're curious and whatever we wonder about, because this world is amazing. Bodies are amazing. Energy is amazing. Quantum physics is interesting, and there's a lot of fun stuff out there that we're just discovering. So thank you for going on this exploration with me. It's always such an honor and thrill. So today on the Exploration of Wonder, we are exploring why do we wait? Why do we wait? Oh my gosh. If I just hadn't waited, it'd be okay. Well, what if it's okay because you waited? All right. So we're exploring different ways because different reasons that we do actually wait. Because what if the wait isn't as negative as we thought it was? First segment, we talked about lazy or self-sabotage because those are the two favorite things people like to go to. Oh, you're self-sabotaging, or you're just lazy, right? And but there's more than that. There is more than that. That isn't even actually most of the time what's going on. It's that top layer of dirt, of dust in the digging in of like what is truly going on in this situation. Because, oh my gosh, my friends, I've been doing these private sessions lately, with a new thing to be announced later. I'm such a tease. But really just exploring all these different situations, and there is so much energy involved that we don't acknowledge. So that when we begin to see all the energies involved, change can actually occur from there. So, when we're asking the questions of why do we wait? What's underneath lazy or self-sabotage? So much. So here we go. One of the things, and one of my favorites, and it does take a bit of true vulnerability with this, with yourself, okay, is you don't actually want to do it. Again, different situations, different times, but how many times you wait because you just don't want to do it. But when we stick at the lazy or self-sabotage, we don't see that we don't want to do it. Okay, and there's so many reasons why we might not want to do it. But you know, with all of the, like I said, I'm a nationally board certified coach, so I've had all these classes on behavior change theory and all that kind of stuff. And a self-efficacy and autonomy. It's always like, well, you want to be able to do it and you want to be able to make the choice and say the choice came from you. So it's like you want to make the choices for you and you want to say the choice that you made came from you, not from somebody else, not from an outside source. And so when you have to do something, how often do you drag your feet? Which is also known as waiting. Because you see what I did there? Okay, cool. Anyways, but if you don't want to do it, you're not actually going to do it. I know that's, I was like, sorry, spoiler alert, or I should have done like warnings of like, oh my gosh, this is so much information. But really, how many people ignore this? But it is something as simple as maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you just don't want to do it. Sometimes because it's a have to, like a job assignment, or I have to go to that party. Okay. That's usually mine. I'm not a big social person. So it's like, oh, I have to go to this party. And then I'm not late because I'm obsessive with being on time. But I will like wait till the last minute to get dressed or whatever. I'll get there right at the right time. But I'll wait. How many other of you? Because when it's not your choice and you have to do it and you don't want to do it, you wait. Okay. So what do you do when you don't want to do it? Well, is there something else can you do that you can do? Can you actually get out of it? Can you change the situation? One of my favorite questions, like I had a don't tell, but I had a Christmas party this past year that I didn't want to go to. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to it. And I was dragging my feet and I was waiting on buying a ticket. I was waiting on getting ready. I'm like, well, what if I don't go? What, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I just didn't want to go. And then I asked this question. I asked this brilliant question that I'm going to share with you. What would it take for this to be fun for me? Because I realized with all of that waiting and dragging my feet and whining, I'll be honest, I was whining. I was creating not having a good time, which just made me wait even more. And so when I'm like, you know what? I have to go. I had to go. Long story, boring, but I had to go. What would it take for it to be fun for me? And you know what? I had a good time. I actually had a good time. It was pretty much exactly like I thought it would be, but I had a good time because I changed my energy on it. So that question of what would it take for this to be fun for me helps shift and change that energy. Okay. And then the other part is we don't, what if you don't want to do it, is it's amazing how often we have self-assigned ourselves this. How often people, I'm like, well, if you don't want to do it, do you have to do it? They're like, no, then why are you doing it? Because I think they want me to. Oh. So we have like these self-assigned tasks that even though, quote unquote, by definition of self-efficacy or autonomy, we're like, oh, well, the choice came from us, and we're still putting the responsibility on other people, right? So we drag our feet. And so how many self-assigned tasks do we have? And then what's funny about that is that we get resentful. And that one cracks me up. I'm like, wait a minute. You're not, you think you have to do this, not because they asked you to do it, but because you think they want you to do it. And then you're getting resentful at them because you think they want you to do it, even though they haven't asked you to do it. So they have no idea why you're resentful and mad at them. They're like, well, now that you point that out, yeah. Like, and so, but they came to me because they were judging because they were waiting that they weren't doing it. They thought they were lazy or self-sabotage. But the energy underneath was they didn't want to do it. And in this case specifically, it was because it was a self-assigned task. And then resentment came up. Oh, my friends. I hope that example gives you the examples of we're nuts. We are such complicated creatures, and we can make, as the expression says, a mountain out of a molehill with nothing. And so really, again, if you listen to any of my shows and you get nothing out of it except, oh, what's the energy underneath that? Hallelujah, because there's always more energy underneath it. Okay. So that's it. Maybe you don't want to do it. Can you do something else? Can you do it a different way? And then if you have to do it, like I had to go to this party, and if you want to hear the full story, buy me a Coke sometime and I'll tell you the full story. It's kind of funny. But anyway, so I had to go to this party. So I changed the energy. What would it take for it to be fun for me? I changed the energy so that way I wasn't waiting anymore. I was actually actively engaged with the task. Because really, that's what this is about. Is getting you off that center point of waiting. So even though I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it, I changed the energy with that question of what would it take to have fun with this? And then I stopped waiting. I actually got up, curled my hair, because even though I was at the hotel and complaining, I'm like, okay, fine. So I actually started actively engaging with the task because. What is, isn't that what else is all about? Is really just getting us off center so that we can create our lives, create our desires, our not just the projects that we desire, but I don't know, our bodies, our lives, our relationships. How many things are we actually waiting to create? When if we discover the energies underneath, we no longer wait, we actually actively engage. Because when we get to those energies, we get to the awareness, that's when things expand. That's when things go boom. That not in that like explosion crumble way, but it doesn't explode into a different possibility. Okay. So that's the next one. And we're about to go to a commercial break here soon, so I don't want to get into the next one because it's a doozy. Let me tell you, it is a fun one. I know, I say that about all of them, but if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm weird. Welcome to the world of weird, because you're my kind of weird, because you're here too, and I know this. So thank you for listening and exploring with me in this wonderful, weird world and universe that we have. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please do be willing to find it on things like Apple Podcasts and subscribe and like because it seems like a little thing, but you know what? It's huge to a growing podcast like mine. So I am so grateful if you would take the time to subscribe and like, and maybe even share if there's anything you like that you think somebody else would benefit from as well. All right, my friends, you are listening or watching to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle Carter, and you are watching or listening on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I am so grateful you're here. And if there is anything you are wondering about and would like to explore it with me, please do drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. I would love to know what you are wondering as well. So today we are talking about, why do we wait? Why do we wait? What's the use? What's the point? Why do we wait? Well, there's actually lots of points and reasons that we wait. And I'm hoping you're beginning to see that. The easy reasons are we're lazy or self-sabotage. What's the energy underneath that? Okay. So another reason that I have found with research or a lot with my clients is, and this one's a mind warp, so stick with me. You're willing to do it, but you don't want the outcome. Excuse me, Danielle. I think my head just exploded. What did you just say? Let me say that again. You are willing to do the task, the assignment, the diet, the whatever it is, the exercise plan, but you don't want the outcome. Remember how I said in the very first segment how we put so much action on the, or sorry, so much judgment on the non-action, but what if it's really about the outcome? This is one of those places. Because I have, oh my gosh, I have worked with so many people with changing their body, weight loss, health, strengthening muscles, all kinds of things. And it's amazing how often this comes out. Also with people changing their finances, that's another one, or creating a relationship. Honestly, there's so much where people don't actually desire the outcome. So my favorite example in this is I was working with a lady in Australia who was in a wheelchair, and she's like, what would it take to heal myself and get up out of this chair and walk, right? And I'm like, we cleared some stuff, looked at some stuff, and then I just looked at her. I went, wait a minute. Do you actually desire the outcome? And she's like, well, of course I want to get out here and walk. I'm like, yeah, that's true, but there's more underneath. I said, so if you get out of this chair and it's a miracle, are you willing to have people look at you and go, you're a miracle, I'm going to worship you, tell me how you did it? And she's like, No. And I'm like, okay, are you willing to have people look at you and go, oh my gosh, obviously you were never actually needed that chair and you're just a fraud? And she's like, no. And so what was interesting is there was so many, we post some stuff like that, and there was some outcomes she's like, yeah, that would work. And some outcomes she's like, no, I'm not willing to have that. And so how much of that does create a weight? I mean, this is an extreme example, right? But I wanted to give you an extreme example to help you begin to see this. Because it's like, I've even worked with people who wanted to lose weight. And they're like, yeah, I want to lose weight. And I'm like, okay, but but you're waiting or you're self-sabotaging, right? Which is also known as waiting. What's really going on here? And then the number of times I've had people like, well, I think if I lost weight, I would cheat on my spouse. Oh, so you're not wanting the outcome. So you're actually waiting on taking the actions, not because you're lazy, not because you don't have enough willpower, but it's more of that self-regulation, self-sabotage type of thing. They didn't want the outcome. And then I know a lot of people who came to me for like changing their money thing, money situation, and then they don't want the responsibility of having the money. And so they're waiting on the tasks that would create money. Okay. So in this waiting, one of the things you can ask yourself is, do I desire the outcome? And be truthful and vulnerable with yourself. There isn't going to be a test. You don't have to call me and say, duh, guess what, Danielle? Unless we're in a private session and then let me know. But how many of us don't actually desire the outcome and so we wait? And then we judge that we're waiting, but we're not actually present with where the energy is, which is the not desiring the outcome. Okay. And then you get to follow up with a bunch of questions like, okay, well, what do I actually desire? What have I decided about this? A number of things. But I just really want you to start looking at this place. It's like, it's not about the non-action. Sometimes it's about not desiring the outcome. Okay. So please do start looking at that. Hope that makes sense. And then another one is the past is influencing the present choices. Okay. Your past can influence present choices. Last time I did this or similar, it turned out bad, so why even bother? So it's the past making you wait because you think it's going to turn out the same, so why even bother? Okay. The past influences present choices. Or a really interesting example. I had a client and she was told when she was a kid that she couldn't do something. It's like, oh, well, you can't do that. Your sister can do that, but you can't do that. It was like this graphic design thing, okay? But it was also this like weird crossing the street thing. And so they were told, because it was a graphic design, but also the crossing the street. And so they were told, be careful when crossing the street because you don't want to get hit just like Billy did. Oh my gosh. Nice thing to put in your head. You're going to get hit like Billy did. So when you're crossing the street, so you be careful, right? And so now she had the anxiety of never being able to like calmly cross the street. She was always nervous. And she lived in one of these big cities. I'm not going to say which one, but you know, like big cities where you walk around most of the time. You don't, not like here where I just have to drive everywhere because everywhere's far apart. So she actually had this anxiety about going across the street. And so what was interesting is she kept focusing on the anxiety of what she thought was public interaction or it was really interesting where she put the energy. And then it wasn't until we got to this childhood memory and she's like, oh my gosh, I was put into fear of crossing a street and that's all I do. I live in a city. I cross the street all the time. That's where the energy was. And so it was again, past was influencing present choices. Okay. And with this one, it's kind of the awareness of what creates the choice. And then you can see the reaction instead of where you're not taking action. Because sometimes the not taking action is the reaction you've been creating your life from. Like my client, she was putting all of her quote unquote non-action on her anxiety. But it was a reaction from the past choices and influences as a kid. So sometimes it's just the awareness is like, oh my gosh. And then you use your energy clearing choice, your tool of choice, whatever it is, to shift and change that energy. And sometimes it's easy to shift and change that energy is like, oh, that's right. I remember my mom and dad telling me as a kid over and over and over again, screw that, I'm done. Okay, so sometimes it is as easy as that, just to say I'm done, right? Or then there's so many amazing tools out there as well to help you shift and change that. But so please do look at this. Again, sometimes it's the outcome, but we're using past reference points. The past is influencing present choices. And so it's not that we're not taking action somewhere. We have put a limitation into place, stopped ourselves, shackled ourselves, chained ourselves up. And so we're not taking action. We are waiting, but it's not for the reasons that you think. Okay. It's always about the energy underneath. The next one is another one of my favorites. It feels like we'll use up all of our energy. What do I mean by that? How many of us live in a state of overwhelm? Pretty much, don't get me started on overwhelm, but how many of us live in a society, which I'm going to say all of us, where we are in a constant barrage of information, of tasks, of busyness, of I have things to do, of a to-do list, all of that kind of stuff, right? And so we think like, if I have one more thing to add, it will overwhelm me. I can't handle it. And so a number of reasons why we wait is because we have the point of view about the outcome again, but we have the point of view that if we added something else, it would overwhelm us, that it would be that final straw that breaks the camel back, that would finally make us just break down and run in the corner, sit and cry, or go back to bed, or whatever it is, right? And I have a dear family member who lives in that, who she's like, I just don't know if I can do one more thing. I just don't think I could do one more thing. And so with all the things that she's wanting to do, whether it's for fun or get together with family members or friends or anything like that, even if it's fun that it might contribute to her, she's waiting. Well, let me get all this other stuff done first, so I have the energy, I have the time, I have the ability, I have the bandwidth. That's a favorite word of people right now. So I have the bandwidth to be able to do that. But really, let me ask you a question, because I get it, there's time in a day. I'm not going to argue time right now, even though time isn't real, as I'm watching cues of time before a commercial break, but you get what I'm saying. But let me ask you a question about energy. And I'm a real question. I want you to sit with it for just a second. So truth, do you have an infinite amount of energy or do you have a finite amount of energy? What that means is, do you have an unlimited source of energy or do you have a small well of energy that can run dry one day? Okay. Now, I'm not saying you can't get tired. Different thing. Sometimes the body's tired. Sometimes you've been doing a lot and the body is tired, but I am talking about the energy of life itself, right? That energetics field all around us. Is there a finite amount of that? Or is there an infinite amount of that? Do you have an unlimited source of energy? My friends, you have an unlimited source of energy. You really do. And so what's interesting is it can often, these points of view can create that tiredness, can create that feeling of rundown, can create that feeling like, if I just did one more thing, it would be too much, okay? And so we wait. But if we're like, what's the energy underneath that is, I don't have time for it right now. Sometimes you just don't, right? Like this family member I was talking about, she's a mother, she's a wife, she has callings in church, she does all this kind of stuff, and she has such a big heart that she is really just like trying to do so many things for different people. But so when she says, oh, I can't do that yet, it's because she doesn't have the amount of time, granted, but she tries to put it on an energetic level of like, well, I don't have enough energy for that. Well, that's why it puts you in a weird loop, because that's not where the energy is. You do have energy, like in the universe. Sometimes you're tired, but you do have the energy. There is so much energy available to you in this world if you are willing to look at it. And this is just one of those places where it's like, we try to put it on the inaction instead of actually looking at what's going on. Because for her personally, I wish there was something she would stop doing so she had more time for herself. That's a whole other segment. That's a whole other show of like self-care when you're busy. Hey, that's actually a fun one. Self-care when you're busy. So hopefully you're beginning to see it's not that you're lazy. It's not that you're self-sabotaging. There's so much going on. Okay. All right. So we're going to go to our next commercial break. I can't believe we're here already. I know time isn't real and it's time for a commercial break. So thank you guys for listening. You're watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. And speaking of watching live, if you want, we did have a question from the Peanut Gallery on that last subject of how much of the I can't right now energy holding back, allowing the energy to be ready to start. I didn't follow that exactly, but yes, but that is exactly it. Of we wait because we feel that we don't have the energy for it. When if we would discover what's underneath it, we actually do have the energy, but we might not have the time. Okay. Or we might not have the desire, or we might not have for me, the desire is a big one, right? We might just not have the desire to do what is being asked of us. And that's okay. All right. So my final quote unquote reason for today is an awareness of energy. Okay. This is actually encompasses all the previous reasons that I gave you, but there's also some other ones, right? Like how often do we wait for things? And then we realized, oh, I'm glad I waited because I needed more information. I would have needed to do it differently. It's not a coincidence. It's not being lucky. It's being really, really freaking aware of energy. Okay. And then sometimes we wait because we find out, oh, well, we didn't need to do it anymore. Oh, did you do that yet? How many times have we actually received a call like that? Have you done that yet? No. Okay, good. You don't need to do that anymore. Yeah. It's not coincidence. It's not being lucky. It's not procrastination that works. You had an awareness of energy because you have the ability to see the future, my friends. You might see, because so many people think when you see the future, it's like, you know, you hold something up to your third eye and you're like, in 5 days' time, you're going to walk down the road, go to the grocery store, and you're going to turn right and you're going to find your lost ring or whatever, right? Are there some people that can do that? Yes, and that would be awesome. I'm not one of them, but you can have, well, to that degree. But you can have an awareness of the energetic future. And so when I say you have an awareness of energy and sometimes you wait, this is why sometimes you wait, is because you energetically know you're not going to need, you not going to need to do that anymore, or that you're going to need more information before you can actually do it successfully in and only one time. As my grandfather used to say, measure twice, cut once. Well, that's the same for the energy. Sometimes you don't want to do a task twice, and you know you're going to need to do it again if you're not aware of that, if you're not having that more information. And so you wait. You're not lazy, you're not procrastinating, you have an awareness of information, or that you don't need to do it anymore. And then the other part of this awareness of energy is the timing. I know time isn't real, but it is the timing. Sometimes we're not ready for what we're asking for, or that creation, that relationship, that amount of money. And sometimes that amount of money, that creation, that relationship isn't ready for us. What does that mean? That we're not ready for it, or it might not be ready for us? The universe has our back, my friends, always. And so sometimes when we do that waiting, it's because we know now is not the time, right? I mean, I know some people in the metaphysical world like to say, well, it just wasn't the time. And absolutely, 100%, that is true, that sometimes it is not the time. But some people also use this as an excuse, but I'm encouraging you to really start looking at the energy of it, because sometimes it isn't. Sometimes we need to change something else in ourselves before we can have the relationship. Sometimes we need to change our point of view about money so that when we get the money, we can have the money instead of getting rid of it. And sometimes it's not ready for us. Say, like, if it's a relationship, well, guess what? Sometimes that relationship, the other person in the relationship, needs to do some self-changing before they can be in a relationship for us. So even though we're asking for it and we're waiting and judging ourselves for waiting, sometimes whatever we're asking for isn't ready for us, and so we wait. Again, that's one of those outcome ones, again, that you really want to start looking at. We're not ready for it, and sometimes it's not ready for us. And projects as well. Anybody else have a long list of, like, oh, I'd love to do this, I'd love to do this, I'd love to do this, I'd love to do this? Yeah. This is also one of those timing ones of sometimes it is not the time for you to create the project, and sometimes the project isn't ready for you to create it. New technologies could be developed, it could be easier and faster. There are a number of things. So I hope you guys are getting to see that it is about the awareness of energy on this. Because if all these reasons that I gave you of, like, why we could be waiting, I hope you noticed that lazy wasn't on the list. I never gave, like, oh, well, you're waiting and not doing it because you're lazy. No, you're not lazy, okay? And here's the thing. We take action when we are in alignment. When it is the time, whether you're believing this energy stuff or not, which I'm going to guess you are because you're this far into the show, but safe assumption. We will take action when we are in alignment. Okay. And when we're in alignment, we go further, faster. It's not because that, oh, we were excited and then the excitement just wore off. I showed you a long list of reasons why we might not be ready for it yet, or why it's not ready for us. But when we're in alignment with the energy of the outcome, then all things become possible. And then the excitement continues, and then it's not a waiting, it's a creation, okay? Perhaps the answer isn't about pushing harder, but tuning in more deeply. All right, my friends, hope you enjoyed this. Next week's show, I'm very excited, you guys. Have a special guest. It's my first guest on this new show. And the guest is Dr. Dolores Fazzino, who is from the Dr. Dolores Fazzino show here on our Inspired Choices Network. And I'm so excited to have her on because we're talking about what's the use of meditation. Because as some of you have heard in some of my shows, I'm always like, I never thought I'd be a person who was into meditation. And now I talk about meditation all the time. And she does a guided meditation in each one of her shows, so we're going to talk about that. I'm very excited, so please tune in next week to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and my special guest, Dolores Fazzino. It's going to be so much fun talking about meditation. All right, my friends, hope you're discovering some things about, like, waiting isn't a problem, and be back next week. Have a fun week, and I'll see you guys then. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.